The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And this is the final day of the early three-day muzzleloader season, where muzzleloaders can be used today to take both antlered and antlerless deer. And great day to manage, you know, some deer on your local farm for your local farmer if you have permission to hunt. Don't always wait for the big buck. Just make sure you take out a couple of does and help him. And then once you do, you can donate them to the Doe Harvest Challenge. And you'll hear more about that as the show goes on. I have to sneeze. Well, that was a big one. Boy, I'll tell you what, and you didn't hear it. Thank goodness. But we have a couple callers on the line. We have Ken in Woodbury and Fran in Baltimore, and Fran was first, so we'll just ask you to hold on just a little bit longer there, Ken. Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
First thing I want to do, I want to give, like, a shout-out to Chuck. I know his call was cut off last week.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, Chuck, I'm sure you're probably still listening. I want to thank you. What you do for handicapped people is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Physically challenged bow hunters of America.
Yes,
absolutely.
Physically challenged. Because so many times, you know, in life, this society, they're overlooked. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And for somebody to take the time to take them out, make them feel special, make them feel like a whole person, let them prove that they can do things that people thought they couldn't do, the accomplishment, the words, I'm sure they can't even express how much it means to them. So I personally want to thank him for that.
Indeed. Thank you, Fran.
The second thing is, I just want to give a little shout-out. A couple Saturdays back, I went to that shooting course up in Odington.
Yeah.
And I had so much fun.
Yes.
If anybody ever sees a taxi driving through the woods, they know it's me. a weird thing, but anyway.
Yeah, your taxi driver, you told me, was a little bit alarmed that you were taking him back into the wilderness somewhere.
All taxi drivers are alarmed wherever I have them back in the woods. But anyway, and I really had so much fun. It was very nice. But this is the part I want to tell you. Anybody, a lot of people listen to the show. They don't hunt. They don't fish, but they just kind of like listen in.
Yeah.
I want to say this to them. I did not understand before why people would sit on the shore, sit in a boat for hours fishing. I thought, how can they do it? You know, but see, what I've learned through you, your show, and the other hunters and all, the fishing that you catch, the fish that you catch, and the hunting that you do, it's extra. It's like icing on the cake. What keeps them there for hours is that relationship with nature that you feel. It's something you can't get anywhere else. And I thank God that he let me live long enough to find that kind of peace. When I went out on the shooting range in Odington, when we first got out there, you know, before we started shooting and making noise, I just listened to the quiet and the peacefulness, and I thought, you know, I have needed this I'm from the city, so I have needed this kind of peace that I could go somewhere and find all my life. And I thought, my God, I almost missed it. It was right here all along. All I had to do was, you know, go out of my comfort zone a little bit. But that sitting on the shore, whether you catch a fish or not, to enjoy that relationship with the water and the trees and so forth, now I understand. It is a peace that comes to you that you can't find. I don't know where else you can find it, but I haven't found it all my life. And now I am enjoying it. So now I'm waiting, you know, I got to put in that application and get my FBI check and my fingerprint
check. All that, yeah, sure.
But that's all right.
Yep.
I'm going to put everything through next week, so, and I'm going to get that all cleared up.
Wonderful.
So, and the day may come, because I get a little jealous of everybody calling in, yeah, I'm on my way out to here, I'm on my way out to there, you know, and I think, boy, one of these days I'm going to be able to call and say, I'm on my way.
Yes, you are. Yes, indeed.
I'm going to get my pickup truck, and I'm going.
But, well, I'll tell you what, yeah, I just got a text from Chuck, and he said, thanks, Fran, so he heard your message.
Oh, good.
Loud and clear. He's a good guy.
Well, you know, but I just wanted to tell people that, you know, haven't tried the outdoors, it's a beautiful thing.
It is. You can just go sit.
I didn't understand that. I thought, how could they sit like that? But now I know the peace that comes to you.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
You can't put a price on it.
Not at all.
Well, that's it.
Thanks, friend.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day.
Have a good week.
All right, you too. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. There she goes. Great gal. Ken in Woodbury. Good morning, Ken. Thanks for holding on so long. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's no problem. I'm just gonna get up at 5 o'clock. I work 6 days a week, so I was getting dressed, getting ready to go to work.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, first of all, I didn't notice that many geese moving. have you noticed that or no?
I saw geese earlier. And I heard a lot of geese the other day when I was in the stand, but you know, I think you're right. I think that first little cold push where they had the snow up north coming, I think that helped move some geese, but I don't know if the guys on the shore are seeing as many birds as we've seen in the past.
Lots of them migrate.
Yeah, I know. And it might be
moving late.
Here's what I'm observing, okay? And I just take my clues from nature. I mean, I don't look at the almanac or any of that stuff. I see huge, thick hulls on the hickory nuts. I see the squirrels working from dawn to dusk. Okay? So what those two things connected tell me is that the hulls on those hickory nuts are built to protect those nuts as they work their way into the ground to become seeds for new hickory trees. Okay? So that tells me that it's going to be a cold winter. The squirrels working all the time, that tells me that they are storing up, you know, their caches for winter as well. Okay. I see deer movement. I've seen deer that have gotten their winter coats early, and I see, deer movement that tells me that the deer are also, you know, moving now in anticipation for the breeding season, but there's other things going on. And you talk about the geese not moving. I see the leaves on the trees lasting so much longer this year than prior years.
I'm thinking too. I'm saying, when are the leaves going to fall?
When are the leaves going to fall? Normally, you sit out there in early muzzleloader season, and it's like a storm of leaves coming down around you. Yeah. And it's not happening. It's not happening. It looks to me, I'm hearing, you know, I'm seeing the acorns drop late, I think late. They formed early. The hickory nuts formed early, but I'm not seeing them drop that, you know, as early as usual. So I don't know. I'm getting mixed messages. I don't know if the latter part of the winter is going to be cold or what's going to happen. But, you know, the migration of the geese is another factor. You remember Buffalo and New York got 5 feet of snow last year by this time. And, you know,
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm an almanac reader, and I just got all three of them.
Yeah.
They're saying we're supposed to get a couple good ones this year.
I don't doubt it.
Two or three good ones.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. So, you know, but I mean, you know, if you take your clues from what's around you, you know, somebody told me the other day that the breeding cycle for white-tailed deer, it's all going to come together on the full moon, usually around Halloween, that the does will be coming into estrus and the moon is right and all this and all that. Well, you know, that may be fine and all right. But you're not going to get a trophy deer. You're not going to get a big buck that's in the middle of the rut if you don't go out in the woods. It's pretty simple. I mean, you might get one with your car, but, you know, if you don't go, good times and bad, you're not going to get one anyway.
I worked over there off of Security Boulevard, and there was a big button buck laying there dead the other day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I'm seeing them all over. I mean, they're moving. I see them on Old Court. There was one laying there up on the sidewalk last week when I left from up near Rolling Road when I went.
Security Boulevard.
What's that?
I didn't think I'd ever see a deer laying dead on Security Boulevard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. They're everywhere. I saw one. I was taking some pages to my art director yesterday, and I saw one on a exit ramp off of 301 into Centerville. It was on the it was on the exit ramp. I don't know. How does a deer get hit on an exit ramp? Aren't you supposed to go, like, slow down? I don't know. But they're everywhere, man. They really are. And, you know, this time of year, I mean, they're moving. The button bucks are separated from the does, and the does are, and they're wandering in search of their territory. The does are getting ready to breed, so they're dumping their fawns, and the fawns are kind of getting big enough to be on their own. The bucks are establishing their territories and making their scrapes and making their rub lines and that type of thing. So it's all getting started. It's all getting started. So we'll see what happens today.
One more thing, I want to give a shout out to everybody out hunting this morning, and one of my best friends, Calvin, up in Western Maryland this morning. I hope you do good.
Well, good. I hope so too. Good luck to him. Anything else, Ken?
Let me see.
You're
that's
in the
like I say. Don't forget, I said two or three good storms this year.
All right. Well,
I read three of them. And that's what they're up.
After the second one, you call me and say one more to go. Okay. All right, brother.
All right, bud.
Thanks for the call. See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes, Ken Woodbury. Oh, my goodness. The Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free, you got to buy your fishing license, of course, if you're over 16, year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for everyone who fishes recreationally in Maryland. Now, eligible fish include all the game fish that swim in the Atlantic and all the game fish that swim in the Chesapeake and the tributaries and all the game fish that swim in the freshwater streams and rivers and lakes and ponds all across Maryland. There's about 70 different species. There are five categories. There's a freshwater category. There's a Chesapeake Bay tidal category. There's Atlantic coast. There's a catch and release if you want to take a photo of your fish next to your ruler and, you know, chuck them overboard. If it's a right-sized fish, you can get an angler award certificate for that. There's even invasive species has their own categories for snakeheads and blue catfish and flathead catfish. And by the way, we just had a new state record snakehead killed the other day. There's also a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish of a notable specified size by inch. Even though state records go by weight, you get your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale in September. And you could win a myriad of great prizes. And even we gave away about $23,000 in cash last year. So fish are biting right now. And even though it's hunting season, best time to fish because those fish are getting fat and they want to eat. Anywhere you want to fish in Maryland, freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Potomac, Susquehanna, Deep Creek, Atlantic Coast. It's not the time to stay indoors. Get out there. Go fish. The official rules are online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, you know what? Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. And I want to tell you about some Browning firearms. Waterfowl season's just around the corner, and I want to talk about the Gold Light 10-gauge. This is really a 10-gauge that my buddy Bill Blamberg, one of the brothers, Clyde and Bill Blamberg, own Clyde Sports Shop. He really likes his 10-gauge. It's a auto loader, gas-operated, has a 3.5-inch chamber. It's got the DuraTouch armor coating, which means it's been dipped in the camo, which is Mossy Oak camo. Comes with three standard Invector choke tubes, but it takes that 3.5-inch 10-gauge shell, and it shoots it very, very well. Now, if you like a pump shotgun, I'm going to recommend the BPS, available in all gauges, from 410 for the youngsters to 28 for the upland shooters, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models, 12 and 20-gauge deer models available with rifled barrels as well, if you like that pump. Also comes in the armor coating, the DuraTouch armor coating in Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity and others. And it has bottom ejection, which is nice. You know, you don't have shells firing all across the duck blind or whatever at your buddy. You know, the shells come right out the bottom. Now, here's the one, the Maxus. This is a MAXUS, Maxus shotgun. It's an autoloader with water. It's waterfowl hunting perfection for an autoloader. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. It has a power drive gas system that reduces your recoil and handles those big 3.5-inch shells. You want to take a look at that one, too. And finally, I like to talk about this one because I will own one someday, the A5. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000 rounds or 5-year guarantee. It's got the kinematic drive system. That's right. Not gas-operated, recoil-operated. Vector Pro length enforcing cones, 12-gauge available in camo and black synthetic models, as well as the standard blued and walnut. Clyde Sports Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. The website is clydesports.com, 410-242-6108. Full-line gunsmithing services available.
Clyde, if you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Deer hunters, the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns this season. By donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. And you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through any FHFH deer processor and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBS. WTBN.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you.
All right. What an uplifting song. Thanks, Chris. We greatly appreciate that. Mood killer. Good grief. All right. Hey, folks, get in the muzzleloader contest. Come on, let's take some calls now. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Giving away a free CVA muzzleloader. Take a look at that CVA website, CVA.com, and check out all the great muzzleloaders from CVA. Maybe it'll inspire you to go and pick one out at your local dealer or order one from CVA. They're great folks. I've worked with them for a long time. Know the president of the company, and he's a good guy, a good hunter too. So we just want to. Oh yeah, we got an interview coming up with their factory guy too here pretty soon. We got to do that too. But anyway, CVA.com is the sponsor of our muzzleloader contest. We're giving away one each month, giving one away next Saturday for October, and then again November, again in December, just like we've done the last couple of years. So that's it. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 1-800-922-6680 outside the local dialing area here in the Baltimore region. Just if you're, calling from the Eastern Shore or somewhere, you can feel free to use that 800 number. Of course, with cell phones, it doesn't really matter now. Toll calls don't mean anything, really. But that's the way it goes. All right, I'm going to give you a heads up. On Monday, you're going to hear that the World Health Organization is going to declare red meat likely to cause cancer. The World Health Organization will publish a report Monday on the dangers of eating processed meat. It's expected to list processed meat as a cancer-causing substance, while fresh red meat is also expected to be regarded as bad for health. This is according to the Daily Mail, which is a British paper, and the Telegraph and the Daily Mail and some of those British papers have far more and better news than our biased American sources here. Bacon, ham, and sausage is as big as cancer threat as smoking, according to the World Health Organization. That's right. They're as deadly as bacon, ham, and sausage, or as deadly as cigarettes. That's right. It sounds to me like the activists have invaded the World Health Organization, and they've put out this report to prove something that they believe in their philosophy, I guess. But here's what it says. One possible reason, always remember when you read these things, possible reason is that the compound that gives red meat its color, haem, H-A-E-M, may cause damage to the lining of your bowel. May. Possible may. Okay? In all the thousands of years that we've been eating red meat, now we find out that the red color has something to do with it. How about that? When meat is preserved by smoking, curing, or salting, or by adding preservatives, cancer-causing substances can be formed. I'll tell you, I'm just giving you a heads up, ladies and gentlemen, and here's the advice. I just want you to know. The WCRF, the World Cancer Research Fund, World Cancer Research Fund, says this. People who want to control our behavior. People can reduce their bowel cancer risk by eating no more than 500 grams cooked weight per week of red meat, such as beef, pork, and lamb. Do you know how much 500 grams is? Any idea? That's actually 1.1 pounds of meat, red meat, per week. If you eat a quarter pounder every day, guess what? You can't eat Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Too bad. Your weekends are out. Sorry. And forget about bacon, ham, and sausage. Forget about that Egg McMuffin. That's going to kill you, according to the World Health Organization, or give you cancer anyway. So, eat processed meat such as ham, bacon, and salami as little as possible. Foods like hamburgers and minced beef and pork chops and roast lamb are also regarded as red meat. Duh. So anyway, just thought you'd like to know. Me, I love venison. I love red meat. I'm going to go. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go eat a bacon sandwich this morning just because I hate these kind of reports. All right, let's talk to who we got here. Don in Stony Beach. Good morning, Captain Don. How are you?
How you doing this morning, Alan?
I'm going to go eat some red meat this morning.
Me too. I'm going to stop on my way up 95. I'm going into Philadelphia and get a Philly cheesesteak, and I'll hold it over my head when and think of you.
Well, I appreciate that. Yep. Make sure you get lots of fried onions and I don't know, add bacon and cheese if you want. Some kind of processed cheese would be great. I don't care.
Cheese whiz.
Yes. Plastic cheese, the best stuff going out there.
Hey, I just came across the Key Bridge.
Okay.
Putting away something on the Patapsco River this morning, because even though it's still dark,
yep.
I look down toward the eastern shore.
Yep.
They're like, it looks like a parking lot.
Really?
Like, yeah. What do you think it is?
I don't know. No idea.
Well, I haven't been out there several days this week. They're out there trying to catch those big rockfish.
Ah, good point. Good point. I guess they are. They must be here.
Well, let me tell you, I'm putting this all together. I was listening to Miss Fran on the radio.
Right.
And she was relaxation.
Yep.
Well, experiencing that this week, I was experiencing frustration. I was cussing because I'm trolling around in my little boat and I'm looking at the fishermen around me and they're catching rockfish and I'm not.
Wow.
Oh, and I've been getting advice. Well, I'm still relatively new to the fishing world.
Right.
I haven't read years ago, but I must be doing something wrong. I was trolling with bucktails.
Right.
Spoons and the red.
Right. Direct.
I caught one several weeks ago, and I actually caught that on a very light rod and reel.
Yeah, good. So you've been trolling that stuff? Yeah, I mean, light line trolling is pretty good, but what you want to do, go out and look for breaking fish. You find those fish breaking on the surface, chasing bait fish. You want to get in there and make sure you use a little bit heavier bucktail so you can get below those breaking fish because the bigger fish are down below. Those fish on the top are the little ones, okay? So you get a little heavier bucktail, maybe half ounce or three-quarter ounce, and you chuck it out there, and if you don't get hit, on the way down, you work it back through the bottom of that of those fish, and you know you don't run into the middle of them. You stay on the side, a nice short cast away, and take that bucktail and chuck it out there. Maybe put a little shad body on it or something like that to try and imitate what they're eating, and you'll have a great time.
Well, I have really, honestly, I've had a good time. And,
sure.
I have a little fish finder. I see them down there.
Right.
Dots on there, but I just can't get them big ones.
You will.
Yeah.
You will.
But, on the river this morning, and some folks up there along the shoreline are catching what they call blackfish.
Right.
The tall. So.
Yep.
Anyway.
All right. Well, good luck.
Go and enjoy your callers.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Don. You have a good day today. Okay. Great weekend. See ya. There he goes. Let's talk to. Betsy, Mechanicsville, Virginia. Good morning, Betsy. How are you?
I'm fine, Alan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
I'm supposed to stroke your ego and tell you how wonderful you sound this morning, but I do want to tell you that it was wonderful to hear Fran calling in.
Yeah, she's great. She is great.
I love Freya.
Yep. She's got a lot of Fran fans out there, that's for sure.
You need to have her on the show.
She comes on the show. She calls in a lot. So,
yeah, I know.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, just wanted to tell you good luck today.
Well, thank
on
you.
Hunting, and good luck on the bear hunting.
Yep.
And you have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks, Betsy. Did you get in the muzzleloader contest?
Yep.
Okie dokie. You have a great one.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. There she goes, Betsy in Mechanicsville, Virginia. Oh, there's Philip in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and Glenn in Easton. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry this is a couple weeks late, but I just wanted to touch on the Democratic debate a couple weeks ago when Martin O'Malley said that he passed gun control legislation in Maryland without infringing on the rights of hunters and Eastern Shore in Western Maryland.
Yeah.
I started screaming and had to walk out of my room because I was so mad. I wanted to throw something in my TV, but I didn't want to break my TV.
Right, yeah.
And it just floors me how stupid people are if they're going to believe that it's about the Second Amendment when hunting is not about the Second Amendment. It's just icing on the cake, in my opinion.
Right.
And then he also said that he passed it even with pushback from his own party, and that really floored me because I don't know if he remembers that they were shopping online and playing online chess and sleeping throughout the hearings.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if that's pushback from your own party, that's interesting.
Yeah,
wouldn't you say?
Maybe they beat him at online poker. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably. And the problem is, you know, there's no accountability for that statement. None. I mean,
well, how do you back it up? I mean, how do you prove it? So, well, you know the good news. You know
with the Constitution. That's how you. Prove
Glenn, you know the good news. He's no longer the governor.
Well, he's also irrelevant as a political candidate too.
Well, that may all be too, but you know what? But we got to work with those guys in Annapolis on either side of the aisle to make sure that you know they understand our issues as hunters and trappers and firearms owners. That's for sure. So, are you going to join us on February 4th at Blaze and Camo Day?
Tell me about that. I'm not familiar with it.
Well, go to the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org, and read all about our organization. We're a grassroots organization, a little over a year old. We are a 501c4 nonprofit corporation, and that allows us to be politically active. What that means is we can lobby, and we can support political candidates. We can't endorse a candidate. We can't endorse a party. But we work with both Democrats and Republicans who are on the committees, who vote, and who have the interest of hunters at heart, or at least don't vote against the issues that are important to hunters. So it's our job to try and make sure that the General Assembly is aware of our issues, aware of the problems, and that we are there to stand in the gap against people who want to challenge and take away our privileges and our lifestyle and our heritage. And we're there to promote sound wildlife management and increased hunting opportunities for all Marylanders. And we're also there to make sure that game management is based on science and not the whims of a politician or the whims of some special interest group. Although we are a special interest group, but we represent the hunters in Maryland. We're the only ones there. MD Hunting Coalition, man. MDHuntingCoalition.org. Check it out. And Blazing Camo Day is from 9 to 11 on February 4th in Annapolis. Park at the Naval Academy parking lot. Take the shuttle down to Lawyers Mall. We assemble in front of the Capitol there. There's a slideshow of our 2015 event online right now. And this year we're inviting the ladies who hunt to join us on pink for that day, for Pink and Camo Day. Everybody gets a cap, and we show up in our blaze orange caps and meet and greet lawmakers as they make their way between the buildings down there on the on State Circle.
That sounds good. That sounds like a great organization. And
we are.
Jump off the line, but great, great. Good luck hunting this year, and I'll be
you too. MDHuntingCoalition.org. Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks.
See you. Bye bye. There he goes. Hey, wanted to know. Philip in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. How are you, Philip?
Good morning. Fabulous. Just fabulous. I'm loving the show.
Thanks.
Sadly, I missed it last week, but
well, you can always pick up the podcast.
I'm going to do that. Absolutely.
Yep.
I had a question for you. You seem to mention muzzleloader hunting quite a bit. I take it you go often. I have a fabulous CBA Magnum.
Yes, sir.
Optimus Magnum.
Yes, it's a great gun.
I love the gun.
Yep.
But having trouble this past weekend,
uh-huh.
I was on a sandbag,
right.
sighting it in. I could not get a consistent pattern with my cartridges or the bullets.
Okay, two things. Two things. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Two things. Did you check the mounts on your scope?
Yes. No scope. That's one thing I'm thinking about looking at.
All right. Are your iron sights solid?
The rear is adjustable.
Is it solid?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no movement there, and the front sight's
no
okay.
All right.
Then what I would recommend is go to your gunsmith and ask him, what solvent do I use to clean the plastic out of my barrel? Because are you using Sabot loads?
Yes.
Yeah, you've got a plastic buildup in your barrel.
Well,
now there's one other possibility. What kind of powder are you using? Pyrodex, 777.
Yes.
Which one?
They're the short tablets.
Okay, so they're pellets.
I still had some from last year.
Right. Well, get a new box, and you'll see.
I did. These are the new ones.
Okay.
They're a little shorter, but they're supposedly 50 grain. And I was looking at them. They are a little fatter than the ones I had.
I can't tell anything from that. I don't even know what you're talking about as far as the brand.
The diameter.
Yeah. They're a little fatter.
Yep.
But they're definitely. Are you shooting a 50 caliber?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So most of those pellets should be about the same diameter, but maybe there's a little bit of vagrancy there. But if it's not that, if it's new pellets, because 777 and Pyrodex pellets will degrade over time, okay, and give you inconsistency. It could be that, or the other thing is more likely is going to be the plastic that's in your barrel.
Well, now wouldn't the wire brush take that out?
I swipe it
after every shot.
Probably not. You're going to have to get a solvent in there and get all that plastic out because it's microscopic. Okay, it's microscopic that fills the little lands and grooves in there. So the wire brush won't do it because the wire brush isn't powerful enough to do it. You're going to have to get a solvent that eats that plastic.
I got you because, like I say, I mean, I was within 3 inches. But it would always fluctuate.
Yeah, dead deer zone, but yeah. So
Yeah, I was in a kill zone.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. Thank you. And I had a comment on your meat report.
Yeah. That's not me, that's the World Health Organization.
I know, but you reported it.
Yep.
God made dogs. They're called canines. Basically.
Yeah.
All right. Humans have teeth.
That's true.
That are registered as canines.
That's true.
And the way I look at it, if we weren't meant to eat meat, God wouldn't give us teeth.
Let me just say this. If we weren't meant to eat animals, why did God make them out of meat?
Really? He could have used bubble gum, couldn't he?
I guess. All right, Philip.
Take care, Alan.
See you, buddy. Thanks. All right, take care. Let's talk to Jeff in Baltimore, then we got to take a break, right? Hey, Jeff, how are you? Hello, Jeff. Jeff had to leave us. He wanted to tell us about his first rockfish, so I guess he couldn't hold on, but that's okay. Let's see. Oh, I got to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge, you know? If you are indeed catching those big fish out there, might want to consider the Maryland Fishing Challenge, the free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fishery Service for everyone who is a recreational fisherman or woman, angler, I like to say, in Maryland. Eligible fish include all the game fish in Maryland, almost 70 species from all across the state, 5 different categories, freshwater, Chesapeake and tidal, Atlantic coast catch and release, and even invasive species. There's also a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish of a notable specified size, you receive your official angler award certificate, and at that same time, you get an invitation to go to the grand finale in September, where you could win a myriad of great prizes. How do you like that word? Myriad. And I even know how to spell it. A myriad of great prizes. That's right. Last year, we gave away a Tracker marine boat package and Costa gear and Under Armour t-shirts and Bass Pro Shops and Bill's Outdoor Center gave away tackle. So I don't know what the sponsorship levels are this year. We haven't heard yet, but we also gave away almost $25,000 in cash last year, too. Yeah. So fish are biting right now everywhere. Deep Creek, Potomac, Susquehanna, Chesapeake Bay, off the coast, anywhere you want to go. Trout fishing's really good. The trout stocking schedule's underway, and you can go. It's not the time to stay indoors. Just go fish. Rules are online, dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries.
After a dry start to the weekend, an approaching front should trigger some showers late tonight and again early on Sunday, and then dry during the afternoon tomorrow. Temperatures today will be running a little bit cooler. Expect a mix of clouds and sun from this morning to the afternoon, with a light breeze out of the east and southeast. The high will reach 63, and then cloudy tonight with showers moving in late. The low will drop to 51. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with rain tapering off into the afternoon. The high should reach 68, and then partly cloudy Monday with a high near 60. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, we're back. No bump, no nothing, no music. Oh, you wanted me to do a live commercial? Oh, I thought I said, it's okay. I'll do it. All right, I'll it's okay. It's all good. How long have you been doing this? 30 years? 40 years? Should I reveal your name? Folks, I won't tell you. It's Chris Klaproth. It's our producer this morning, so I want to keep that a secret. All right. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. You know, they still have everything you need for fall fishing, of course. But I want to tell you about a couple of firearms. I want to tell you one more time about the great deal, and this is the best, I'm not kidding, the best high-powered bolt action rifle deal right now going. It's the AB3, the A-Bolt 3 from Clyde Sports Shop. Listen to this. It's the firearm. It's an A-Bolt, okay? It comes with a 3-9 Leupold scope, and it comes with a hard case. It's a package deal. Now, you still got to sight it in, of course, but, I mean, Clyde's will help you with that. They'll bore sight it for you, get you on paper anyway before you take it in, sight it in. But that gun is a very, very reasonable price. It's a synthetic stock. It's a black finish on that firearm. It comes in all the high-powered calibers for deer hunting and bigger game. It comes in, I know it comes in 270, it comes in 30-06, it comes in 308, it comes in 7mm mag, it comes in 300 Win mag, and others. Check that firearm out, because it is a great, great deal. That's for the high-powered rifle shooters for the upcoming deer season. Now, if you like a pump-action shotgun for deer, it's the BPS pump. There's 12 and 20-gauge rifle-barrel deer models available. And the cool thing about the BPS is it has bottom ejection. So if you choose a waterfowl model and you're shooting, you know, 12 or 20-gauge or whatever for upland birds or waterfowl, or even a 10-gauge in the BPS pump, the shells come out the bottom when you work the action, rather than out the right side. They don't smack your hunting buddy in the side of the head like an autoloader or the other standard pump guns like the other brands. So check that out too. It comes in a Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo with the what they call the DuraTouch armor coating. It comes with 3 choke tubes and all the different gauges as well. I'll tell you one more time about the A5. I like to mention the A5. Every time. 100,000 round guarantee, 5-year guarantee. It's a recoil operated auto loader. They claim, and Bill will attest to this because he owns one, the most reliable, fastest cycling, and best performing and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loader on the planet. Comes in a lot of different models. Go check that out at Clyde Sports Shop. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. The phone number, 410-242-6108. Full line of gunsmithing and scope mounting available, 242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website. Hey, hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus Junior Hunt Days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor, fill out the entry card, that's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
We got time for a couple more calls, a couple more entries into the muzzleloader contest. How many did we get so far today, Chris? Really? That many? That's good. All right. So my buddy John B. keeps texting me or emailing me, and he says, my dad ate a pound of bacon, at least six eggs every morning with four or five slices of toast with butter on them every day, as long as I can remember, and he was the hardest working man I knew. He got cancer. He did. At the age of 88. So I guess it's true about red meat and greasy food. It just takes 88 years. Oh, and he did eat venison, too, so maybe that canceled out all the bad stuff. And the subsequent email said, a lot of quacks make a ton of bucks. And I told him I was going to steal that. But that's I like that line. So there you go. Thanks, John B., for that. I appreciate that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone numbers. So let's get a call here and get in the contest, and we'll be more than glad to take your call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Just want to get in the muzzleloader contest, call, leave your number, go on the air and say, hi, I just wanted to get in the muzzleloader contest, and that'll suffice. You just got to go on the air. That's how that works. All right, we did do a management hunt this past Wednesday in Howard County. Only heard a couple of gunshots. A few bow hunters had scored on some deer. But we were at one of the county parks, and I was one of the fortunate few to take a nice doe. And I'll tell you, they are sneaky. Every time, it's just amazing. Sometimes, you know, I love snow. I love snow because you can see the deer coming a long way off. But, man, I like the leaves a little later in the year when the leaves are crunching. You can hear them running in and, you know, that type of thing, or even walking to some degree. But when you're on green grass and it's a relatively warm day and your tree stand, you know, I'm in my climber, right, and I'm facing one way, and I don't even hear anything. I don't know if it's a sense or what it is. I looked over my left shoulder, and standing almost directly behind me, looking up at me, was a nice-sized doe, which is exactly what I'm after. Okay, that's what management's all about there. So what do I do? Well, I started using this stuff called Evercalm. Okay, you've heard about it. It's this supposedly this herd scent. And somebody convinced me that it was good stuff, so I'm willing to try anything for at least a season. So I had some Evercalm out there, and the doe walked in, and she was not afraid. She knew there was something awry because I keep glancing at her. And I don't make any quick movements when I'm in the deer stand. So what I have to do is shift in my stand, you know, from a flat sitting position to kind of getting like one cheek on the side of the seat in the stand, and I've got to move my shotgun 180 degrees almost to get on this deer. And by the way, I love my 2-7 Leopold scope with the little red dot, the fire dot in the middle of it. I had it on low, and I just got around, and she kind of just turned around like it was maybe something not right, and that was the last step she took. So it was wonderful. I had a great day, and we have now have meat in the freezer. So Thursday, full day, 12 hours in the stand, never saw a deer. Squirrels worked all day long. Blue jays screamed all day long. One time they really went off. A hawk went through the woods. I could listen to the eagles call. I could, you know, I didn't see a fox. All I saw were squirrels and birds. So that's the way it goes. Let's talk to, let's see here, line 7. Is that this line? Yep. Charles, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Trying to be quiet, aren't you? You're in the tree stand.
I'm in a tree stand right now. That's
yeah.
In Chestertown.
Yeah. Well, it's just now legal shooting light. Can you see anything?
Yeah, I can see them all across the field.
Good.
This time of year, I usually hunt the field.
Yeah, because it gets a little lighter quicker and doesn't get dark as quick as in the woods. Yeah.
Yes, but just to make a comment, muzzle loading season is my favorite.
Mine too.
My favorite.
I love it.
You
love
know,
it.
Yes, I do too.
All right.
And I want to tell you that, I've been listening to your show for years.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's a great show.
Well, thanks, Charles. I appreciate it.
I understand you're going out today.
Yeah.
And I wish you luck.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Yep. Jacob and I are going after. We've got a giant buck on the farm. We've got a couple really good ones, but we have one giant. So who knows if we'll see him or not. But good luck to you, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Charles. See ya. There he goes, Charles. Emerson in Fullerton. Good morning, Emerson. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Very good.
Good.
I want to thank you for the contest.
Good.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Not a winner yet, but I keep aiming for it.
Well, good luck to you. You got three chances again this year. So.
Pardon me?
You got three chances again this year. We're doing it for the next this month
so
and next the next year.
Next time I call you will be next month.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Emerson.
So, listen, a great show as always. Always so informative. And good luck on your hunt.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
And I'll keep listening.
Thank you, Emerson. I sure appreciate that, buddy. Appreciate it. All you right. Have a great day yourself.
You too.
All right. Bye bye. There he goes. Okay. What happened to the caller that left? Didn't want to go in the air. Oh, that's the rule. So, all right, folks, we're coming to the end of the show. I can't believe it's over this quickly. Somebody else looks like they're trying to call. You might want to take that. Yeah, it could be. Alan Summers is coming up next with the Garden Club. And, I know nothing about that. So I'll let that in the hands of the experts. But I do.